Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Aleph, and we're learning Simon Yud Beis. So the Chayyadam mentioned this halacha, which is found in the Gemara, that a person needs to check their garments prior to Shabbos in order to prevent them from inadvertently carrying something out on Shabbos. So when is this time, the proper time to do this? It says, it's Samach L'Chashecha, close to nightfall, Kadam Chashecha, before nightfall. The Mishnah Berurah suggests there might be two times. It might be earlier in the evening, but not immediately prior to nightfall. And then there's a period of time called Im Chashecha, which is right as nightfall starts. So a person has a chiyuv to check not only the garments that he's wearing, but any garments that he plans to wear on Shabbos should be checked before Shabbos to make sure that there's nothing in there. As a person is davening, his coat is in the coat room. He didn't check the pockets of his coat. He might put the coat on without thinking, walk outside and realize there's something in the pocket. So a person has to check the garments, the pockets of the coat as well. A woman is wearing a different item of clothing Shabbos day, and it has pockets. So a person has to check that as well. So it's not just the garment that you're wearing at the time of beginning of Shabbos, it's any garment that you plan to wear over Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Vilna Goin take this halacha a step further. And they say, what about the following issue? A person's on Shabbos and they're sitting somewhere and they take an item and they stick it in their pocket. So we have a problem. Now there's an item in their pocket. And they might then subsequently walk outside with the item in their pocket. So this halacha, that one has to check their pockets to make sure that they're empty, also comes with the halacha, creates a responsibility that one should never put anything in their pocket on Shabbos. This is the Kiddush of the Vilna Goin and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Sefer Tehillah LeDavid disagrees. It says when a person puts it in on Shabbos, they're aware of it and they're going to remember to take it out. The issue here is something was put in there maybe earlier in the week and the person's forgot all about it. The person went to a chasna and they wore their Shabbos clothing and they stuck something in that clothing earlier in the week and they forgot all about it, so they have to check. But what they will put in on Shabbos, a person is aware of, and a person will remember to remove it, and not a concern. So, how do we paskin? We have machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Vilna Goin on one side, and the Sefer Tehillah LeDavid on the other side. Shem Shlomo Zalman says, if you're dealing with a scenario where you have large thoroughfares which are heavily trafficked, so you're dealing with a potential situation of a Rishus HaRabim on a Torah level, one should follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Gra. If, however, a person is living in an area which is not that level of, it's potentially less than that, probably a karmelis, so then a person can follow the opinion of the Tehillah LeDavid and put things in their pocket on Shabbos, of course, being careful to remove them before they walk outside. If a person lives inside of an Erev, this is not an issue. In a case where the Erev is not up for Shabbos, this is very important that people are not used to doing this, because they live with an Erev. One Shabbos, there's no Erev. They have to be aware of this concern, both checking before Shabbos and potentially in certain scenarios, checking on Shabbos as well. There is a fascinating halachic discussion. What of Erev did a person do if they walk out inadvertently carrying? So the malacha of Hutzah has three parts to it. It has the act of uprooting it from its place. So when a person has an item in the pocket, they start walking, that's called uprooting it from its place. The item is in its state of rest in the person's pocket, that's its place. And as you start walking outside, you're uprooting it from its place. Then there is the transfer from the inside to outside. And then there's the halacha, which takes place when the item is put down. The Gemara says, halacha skufa kanacha skepitz. When the person stops, not just to rest, but the person reaches their intended place. The person that stops to adjust the item, the person will be carrying something intentionally, that's not considered a true pause. A person stops to rest, that's now its place for those moments. So a person walks out of the house, the item in his pocket, and then comes outside and stops and meets a friend and starts talking to them. So that moment you put the chepetz down, the equivalent of putting the chepetz down, but when did you uproot the chepetz? You weren't aware that you were doing it. So it's not really regular malacha. So why, even if the person did inadvertently carry it outside, there's no avera on a Torah level because you haven't done the first step, with awareness. So the Vilna Gaon says the fact that we tend to put things in our pockets gives us the halacha that is as if we are aware of the fact that it's there. So therefore, the akira is done on an item which is halachically known to the individual. So it's called an akira. It's called an uprooting. And then when he pauses, it's called halacha when he puts it down. We will talk about later on what a person should do in a case where they realize they are outside and they realize they have something in their pocket. That's important. Those are important halachos to know. In case where there's no Erev, a person is beyond an Erev, or the Erev wasn't up for Shabbos, the person might, by mistake, have something in their pocket without realizing it. And now they realize it when they're outside. What should they do with it? That has to be discussed. But that's not for now. So with this, we finished the first klal message. We were going to start klal beis. We start dealing with not the covenant oinig and preparations for Shabbos, but some of the issues, the issues of dealing with potential concerns of malacha. So with this, Baruch Hashem, we finish the first klal. Have a good Shabbos. Have a good day.